Corey Taylor of Slipknot. Brian, did you know that Corey Taylor of Slipknot wrote a book? No?
I did, actually, and I know that he's big into film as well. No, genuinely he is. Yeah. He's trying to direct some like slasher horror film with Rob Zombie or something.
That'd be
like
a bit right. All right,
that would be right, wouldn't it?
From Slipknot, yeah. How about Tom Petty? All his songs are like he's telling a story. And hold on, we could say that about 1,000 artists, and that's not what we were talking about earlier. We're talking about guys who do music, or people who do music, and then go off and write a book of fiction, because that's where Morrissey is going at the moment. Chris Stewart, founding member and drummer with Genesis, Janie, author of Driving Over Lemons. Have you read Driving Over Lemons?
I have not read Driving Over Lemons.
Right, okay. There's a sequel to it.
Is there really?
Yeah, now let's take a look here. Brian Lloyd is here to talk movies. So, Brian, talk movies. Now, basically, not so much this weekend in the cinema, but coming up.
Yeah.
What's coming up that people can look out for? Because the ads on the radio, it's terrible. They're back to school, back to school. They shouldn't be allowed those things. So, basically, you know, the 1st of September is coming up on Tuesday.
On Tuesday,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Well, so for September, October, November, December. What's
that? There's all the way through it. Okay, so for September, the big film, I think, is Legend. This is the new film with Tom Hardy and the Craze twins. It's basically about the, you know, like the 1960s in London and all the rest of it. And it's been fantastic. Like, I mean, it's been getting great reviews. Tom Hardy, of course, like, he's a fantastic actor as well. He really, really is.
Love
he's
him.
Playing dual roles as well. And, you know, people may
he's
have seen
Ronnie and Reggie,
yeah. And back in the day, it was Ross Kemp and Martin Kemp, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's
from
right.
From Spandau Ballet, yeah. Yeah, no, this is nothing like that at all. I've seen it already. It's nothing like it. So kind of get that 90s TV thing with Billy Whitelaw out of your head. In October, the big film for me is Sicario.
Hold on, what's it called again?
Oh, sorry, Legend is the crazy
Legend,
one.
Yeah.
Legend, yeah.
Okay.
There's been trailers for it. There's actually a great Roy Orbison track on the trailer for it as well. You know the one, Running Scared?
Oh, yeah. That's on the trailer.
That's on the trailer for it, yeah. It's a great song. In October, we have Sicario. Now, this is directed by a guy called Denis Villeneuve. Did you see Prisoners last year?
I did, yeah.
What did you think?
It was very dark.
Yeah.
Mother of jeepers.
But it looked brilliant
dark.
Though, didn't it?
It looked great, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, it was like a suburbia dark.
Yeah.
It was all set in Little Suburbia. Oh, God.
Yeah, Little Suburbia, yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal was in it. It was a fantastic film. Well, this time around, he's doing this almost like a Michael Mann kind of thing. Like, it's about this FBI agent played by Emily Blunt, and she's sent into Juarez in Mexico. That's like the borderlands between Mexico and the US, and it's also the site of
when
these...
you're lost in the rain of Juarez, and it's Easter time, too.
This is it.
Bob.
Yeah, yeah, or even to quote the, what is it, the Coasters in a honky tonk down in Mexico, you know, the Coasters, yeah, there you go. But so anyways, she plays this FBI agent that's sent into Juarez, and the place is basically a war zone, the war on drugs and all the rest of it. And she is sent to team up with Benicio del Toro, who plays this like really shady hitman. That's
he would be in it, wouldn't he?
Isn't he? Yeah, well, like you kind of, like if there's any kind of like drugs or anything like that, and it's like in a Latin country, like Benicio del Toro is somewhere in the background. He must be, I always feel bad for him, like he must be like getting typecasting or something like that, you know, he must be worried about it. But I will say, like, this really does look fantastic as well. Like, it's the same kind of that really beautiful visual sense that Denis Villeneuve have, and it's no surprise as well, he's going to be directing Blade Runner 2.
Actually,
as well.
I'm going to drop a name here.
Go
I was
on.
Talking to Gabriel Byrne once about about the Usual Suspects,
yes,
around the time of, and at the time, Benicio wasn't particularly well known.
No, though. Not at all. No.
And I was just saying, who was that guy? He was fantastic because he went through the whole movie with this kind of orange shirt on him, and he just mumbled his way through the movie and was like, what a presence. He was the coolest guy.
He still
is pretty cool,
actually. Oh, he is very cool, yeah. And that great scene as well in The Usual Suspects, the bit where he, you know, he's they hand the cards and he has to say the line. Apparently that was all completely improv'd as well.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, alright, go on. Yeah, sorry, what were you talking about?
This is Sicario is what we're talking about, yeah. And like I said, it looks fantastic. Benicio del Toro is in it, Emily Blunt is in it, Josh Brolin is in it. It's a great cast. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Right.
In December, the big one is The Force Awakens. This is the Star Wars film. You know, it's... You know, I mean, they're talking already that it's going to be basically the biggest film of this year, probably the biggest film of the decade. I can absolutely see why, but we might actually go back a little bit. Just
no,
for
hold on a second.
Yeah.
What's that Star Wars.
Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Like, it's going to be absolutely huge.
It's not going to float my boat necessarily. Are you a major fan? Are you
massive? Like massive. Like, absolutely, like, I have...
You must sit me down and tell me what I'm missing in Star Wars.
Well, like, this
Star
is like
Trek
that... Now. Did you remember that time I was on this and you had to sit me down and talk to me about Nick Cave because I didn't get it? Like,
right,
well,
yeah.
Well, like,
that's because you're a bit thick, probably, isn't it?
Well, like, maybe you're a bit thick because you don't like Star Wars, huh? How do you like them apples?
Absolutely.
What?
Everybody tells me that, believe me. Yeah, I just don't get it. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, but back in November, just to kind of go back to November, there's a great film on November, Brooklyn. This is the one from John Crowley,
yeah,
who did... He did Once, and he did all the, you know, all those great.
And Nick Hornby's involved in all
Yeah,
this.
That's right. Yeah, Nick Hornby wrote the script with
Colm Tobin. Yeah,
Colm Tobin as well. Yeah, and it's. I mean, they're talking Oscars for it already. Saoirse Ronan plays this young woman in 1950s Ireland, who moves to New York and falls in love. It really does look fantastic. Donald Gleeson is in it as well.
Yeah, Julie Walters in it. Jim Broadbent. In fact, I was driving through Enniscorthy a number of times.
They saw them filming.
No, not filming. No, it was a huge poster as you go over the bridge. You know, a location for filming of Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's right.
Lots of pictures of all the people in town.
I can see why they'd film in Enniscorthy. Look, it's a lovely town. But it's like I said, it was screened at Cannes and it did really, really well. And like the early talk is that Saoirse Ronan is going to get some sort of Oscar nomination.
It'll be filed under kind of historic period drama. Kind of stuff.
But there does seem to be I know somebody that's seen it and they were very, very plaudatory of it. Like they really did like it and all the rest of it.
Okay, that's Brooklyn. That'll be in November.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Kill Your Friends. I put this in for you. This is the book that was written about the Britpop era, about that A&R guy.
This is a bit of an American Psycho thing. Your man is jealous of all the other people in the A&R department, and he says, "Well, I'm going to make my own bands or find my own bands or something." Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
Nicholas Holt is in.
Nicholas Holt is in it as well. Now, apparently, I know somebody who has seen it, and they said that it is not as accurate as the book was. I've never read the book.
No, I haven't read the book. No.
Yeah, but I've heard brilliant things about it. Like I said, Nicholas Holt is in it. It kind of strikes me as kind of like 24-hour party people. Remember that thing that was back in the day about the 80s? Or the
Manchester scene.
The factory and all the rest of it. Yeah. So if you're into music, that'll be something to look at. Another one in November is Steve Jobs. Now, this is the one with Michael Fassbender. Danny Boyle, yeah, that's right. It was originally supposed to be David Fincher, who did Gone Girl and all the rest of it.
Right.
It's written by Aaron Sorkin. He's the guy that did The West Wing and The Social Network. And like I say, you have Michael Fassbender playing Steve Jobs. I'll be honest with you, I hate Steve Jobs and I hate Apple. So I'm going to probably hate watch this as well. And I always kind of think...
Hold on. Sorkin, Fassbender, Danny... I can't wait.
But did you watch The Newsroom? Did you watch The Newsroom? The thing that Aaron Sorkin did?
I know The Newsroom. No, I didn't watch enough of it. I watched about two programs.
It wasn't great though, wasn't it?
Well, I tell you, The Social Network. Mother of God.
Oh, geez, that was fantastic. That was brilliant, And The West Wing as well.
Well, The West Wing, I believe, is great. I've never seen it. But
you'd love it. I think you'd really like it.
No, I must say, I look forward to this. And by the way, I'm one of the people who saw the other Steve Jobs movie before.
Oh, did you?
Ashton Kutcher. I know it wasn't very good, but that doesn't mean I didn't enjoy it.
I didn't know. I'll be honest, I didn't see it either. And
I thought it was good.
Really?
It was good. I just thought I enjoyed watching it and it gave me a bit of a whatever, and fair play to your man for trying to
see. And he looked more physically like Steve Jobs than Michael Fassbender did, I think.
I haven't seen Michael Fassbender as Steve Jobs, so I don't know yet.
Oh, there's trailers up and all. Really? I mean, it's sort of the later year when he was wearing the polo necks. Another one is he just kept him the whole way through. Anyways, another film out in November is Bridge of Spies. Now, this is the new Steven Spielberg
one. That was going to be called U2 or something, wasn't it?
About
the U2 spy plane.
That's right, And Tom Hanks plays this insurance lawyer who has to represent this Russian spy that found a U2 plane.
Yeah, early 60s Cold War stuff, or late 50s maybe?
Yeah, late 50s, early 60s, Now, the great thing about this is that the actor that's in it is the guy that was in Wolf Hall, a guy by the name of Mark Rylance.
Mark Rylance?
Yes.
I won't.
Have you interviewed him? Because I've heard you met him.
I met him a few months ago. Okay, you've asked. I'm gonna go.
No, I will, because I've heard he's one of these really, really interesting people.
Okay, this is gonna sound really okay.
Go on.
Okay, that's enough dropping. But I was in Vancouver for the first 2 days of the U2 gig, and at the very end of the second gig, they had a big party because they'd been in Vancouver for about 4 or 5 weeks. And Mark Rylance was there, and I met him, and he was wearing his hat, and I was talking to him. I hadn't seen Wolf Hall, I have to be honest.
Yeah.
So he played Cromwell or something.
And
but I had seen something he had done. I can't remember what it was at the time. Was it
that thing what you did with Sean Penn, the action film thing?
No, he did the assassin or the killer or the killer.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, whatever.
It was
called,
the one I'd seen him was The Other Berlin Girl.
Oh that yes, it, yeah. yeah, that's right, Jim.
And, so at least I was able to talk to him about something he had done, and he's looks like he's the man. I mean, he's really getting there. He's brilliant in Wolf Hall.
He's fantastic. Yeah, you would love Wolf Hall. It is fantastic. It's been one for me anyway. It's been one of the best BBC dramas I've seen in years. Yeah.
And also, if you want to binge in a box set, it's only about six.
Episodes.
You get it done the night.
Oh, definitely. You blast through it in the weekend, even. Yeah. But it's a fantastic, and Steven Spielberg really did kind of pluck him out of relative obscurity, if you like, and thrust him into this.
Yeah.
And again, they're talking Oscars for this as well.
A lot of people who are of a certain age would know even the name Gary Powers, because he was famous. It was a real Cold War kind of what's going to happen next kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So obviously, Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg, can't be anything but huge.
No, definitely not. No, I mean,
it's
like
called it's Bridge of Spies.
Bridge of Spies, yeah. Okay. And like I say, Mark Rylance is in as well. That's going to be out in later November. Another film to look out for in November, if you've got kids, is The Good Dinosaur. This is the new Disney Pixar thing.
Yeah, another Pixar that quickly. Oh, by the way, I still haven't seen Inside Out.
Have you not?
I will. Anyway, just for a second, Good Dinosaur.
The Good Dinosaur, yeah. No, it's a kind
is
of
that another big Pixar.
It is another. It's yeah. It's
sideways Pixar.
It's Disney animation, I think, is because like it's Disney is like it's Disney and Pixar, but there's different kind of like studios, like yeah. Pixar did Inside Out, and Disney Animation, I think, do The Good Dinosaur, and they're more aimed for kids, if you like. But The Good Dinosaur, it's actually a really interesting idea. It basically poses the question, what would happen to the Earth if the meteor that killed the dinosaurs went right past it? So it's the kind of idea that, like, it's set, you know, in present time, but dinosaurs are now still here, and humans have kind of grown up around them and all the rest of it. It looks very cute, it looks very clever, and, you know, like I say, it's a Disney animation. They're always very, very good, so that's something to look out for as well. And then the last one, just to say, yeah, December, I say, of course, Star Wars Force Awakens, that's going to be huge. Another film that's out in December that I'm really, really looking forward to is The Revenant. Now, this is the one.
Tom Hardy again,
yeah, and Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah. And it's directed by the guy that did Birdman, Alejandro Iñárritu. And again, it's the same kind of thing that it's all like done in one shot. And it's a really, really fantastic story as well. It's about this explorer in 19th century America that gets left for dead by his group.
One of them being Donald Gleason,
correct, yeah. And then he has to find his way back to the group and obviously wreak his revenge on them. Now, there's a trailer for it up online. I would really recommend you watch it because it's very dark.
It's based on a true story.
It's based on a true story, yeah. The guy called Hugh Glass, which is a character that Leonardo DiCaprio plays, yeah, he had this incredible story where he trekked across like the open plains and he met Indians and all the rest of it, was attacked by Indians and was nearly half dead, and then like another Indian tribe took him in and trained him, and then he went along his way and met up with his group, and his group were tearing themselves apart. It's kind of like that that story from The Shining, the one about the cannibals that lost their way up in the mountains and then resorted to killing each other and all the rest of it. But it's really fantastic. It's really, really dark, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
So nothing to do with Stephen Ryan's band, The Revenants, necessarily, no. Okay,
I never even heard of them.
Okay, sit down there with your Nick Cave book. Okay, wait a second now. The Revenant is what it's called, and it is a Western thriller. I saw a Western thriller just not so long ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called The Salvation.
Oh, yeah.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you really weren't feeling it, huh?
It was just like, it was pretty sort of standard. I thought it looked great. Oh God, I can't believe I'm actually going to start praising the cinematography. That means the movie wasn't great. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very straight. I remember that was playing in Jadiv actually, yeah, and I meant to go see it. But I mean, it's a completely Danish film. Like, there's a Danish director and Danish and all the rest of it.
Like, there's Danish speaking in it, but it's 90% English speaking.
Yeah, that's right. He's good. Like, I mean, Mads Mikkelsen, he's fantastic. Great. Have you watched Hannibal, by the way?
No, I haven't seen Hannibal.
It's very good. It's very violent, though. Yeah. It's very, very
violent.
He's
the sheaf in the Bond movie. Speaking of Bond, by the way,
Spectre. Oh my God, we completely went over Spectre.
When is Spectre coming out?
Spectre is out in October, and like I say, it's looking really, really good. You've got Christoph Waltz as well, who you'll know from Inglourious Basterds and Django Unchained. He plays the baddie in it.
And he's in Big Eyes at the moment too.
And he's in Big Eyes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now another one that's out in October as well that I'm actually very, very.
Can I just go back on that Spectre?
Yeah, sure.
Because what do you call the last one? I suddenly forgot the last.
Skyfall.
One. Yeah, Skyfall. Skyfall is, I think, the most successful movie money-wise at the British box office ever.
Correct.
I was watching a bit of it on TV the other night again. If you divide it into three halves.
Yeah.
If you divide it into three halves, you're a better mathematician than me. No, if you divide it into three bits, the last bit, it's like really bad Home Alone. It's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's a bit fun, it's a bit stupid, like, and you're seeing Dame Judi Dench, like, blowing, like, assassins away with
a
gun.
All of these people who make Bond movies should go back and watch From Russia With Love and see how it should be done.
I will agree with you on that. From Russia With Love is the best Bond film ever made. I will agree with you on that one.
Really? Wow.
No, honestly.
Brian, agree.
Yay.
You agree on something.
No, From Russia With Love was fantastic. I absolutely love it.
And then, what's he call him, came along and ruined it all.
Who? Roger Moore.
I mean, seriously.
Oh, stop.
Anyway, so look, hold on. Spectre, will it be any good?
I'm thinking it should be very good.
Enjoy the movies, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, this is it, yeah. And like, it's Sam Mendes who directed Skyfall as well. They brought him back for this as well. Yeah. There's a great cast, like I say. You have Christoph Waltz. He's going to be brilliant as a Bond villain.
Sure, he's been a villain. I mean, even in the one, what was the one about the circus?
Water for Elephants.
Yeah, Water for Elephants. He was such a baddie. Petty in that.
That's it, yeah. And like, he's got that brilliant, like, that real German voice.
He's a little bit over the top in Big Eyes, though. He goes a little bit too far.
He does, but like, I mean, like, that's kind of half his shtick, like, you know, that kind of way. He always, like, really plays it up and really vamps up his accent and all that sort of way. Yeah. So, but I'm really looking forward to Spectre. Really, really quickly, another one in October is Macbeth. This is the one with Michael Fassbender and Marion Cotillard. Now, I will admit I haven't read Shakespeare since I was in school, but I saw the trailer for this and it looks really, really visually interesting. And, you know, Michael Fassbender, I know you're a big fan of him and you know you're a big fan of his acting, so I think this will be something to look out for as well. And, you know, like, it's directed by a guy called Justin Kurzel, who is doing this big video game film. I can see you rolling your eyes already.
No.
Called Assassin's Creed. And it's done by a lot of the people that worked on Macbeth worked on the first season of True Detective.
Right.
So it has that same kind of, like, really gothic, really kind of, you know, dreamlike quality to it. The trailer for it is online. It really does look fantastic. So I'd be giving that a look as well.
Okay, one last one I want to mention here is Crimson Peak. Oh, no, sorry, did you mention Crimson Peak?
Crimson Peak, yeah, that's right, Jenna. This is
Jessica
the new one.
Jessica Chastain,
and it's directed by Guillermo del Toro, who did
Pan's Labyrinth.
The Hellboy movies, and he did that one a couple of years ago, Pacific Rim, Transformers and the dinosaurs.
He did The Hobbit, didn't he? One of the recent Hobbits.
No, he was going to do The Hobbit. That was the thing. He was tipped to do it, but then he dropped out to do this, I think, actually, and then Peter Jackson stepped in.
Back in. Yeah.
But he wrote.
Oh, I'll tell you what he did, which I haven't seen, which I'd love to see a box set. I believe it's good. The Strain.
Have
you ever seen that?
I haven't seen it. I saw a couple of episodes of it. It looked good, but it's the kind of thing. Do you remember the?
This is like mine's a Guinness.
No, but do you remember the Dead Zone? That TV show. Yeah. There was the film, The Stephen King. It's kind of like that, as in like it's a little bit over the top. I've heard very good things about The Strain, though. But like, I'm not really a big fan of gore, so I wouldn't be kind of watching it.
No,
but.
All right. Well, listen, look, Brian. It's been a pleasure as usual.
As usual,
good man yourself. Thank you very much indeed. No, we'll be back tomorrow.